So you think you're gonna do any more research projects in this, or put that?
I have one that I'm working on now that I have some of the data collected. I need to sit down. I just do not have the time to work on it. That looks at corporate social responsibility among the industry. So this goes to the point of, I wrote a book chapter that talked about. So after the ban went into effect, then the state came in the next day and like had these lawsuits, and then 6 months later, the state government passed House Bill 40, which effectively removed the power of municipalities to regulate oil and gas drilling, except at the surface and in instances where any of their setback distances or other types of things are commercially reasonable. Or if they have like a 5-year time frame. So that's HB 40, and that kind of ended Denton's ban of fracking and other things, and it's affected how far cities will make their setback distances. So I wrote a book chapter that looked at HB 40 and the roots of HB 40. And then we did another one that talked about the likely effects of HB 40 since it removed municipal power. So what are people going to do? Like, who are they going to call? And it's basically they can call the state. So they can call Austin and say, like, you know, Railroad Commission, there's a weird smell coming from this well right near my house. Can you come do something about it? Because they can't call the local authorities. Or they're going to go to the industry and maybe say, like, hey, Eagle Ridge, you have, you know, your well right next to my house. Smells really awful. What's going on over there? So I was like, okay, how do you hold the industry? How do local communities hold an industry accountable for what's going on? Well, one of the things that the private sector has used are these corporate social responsibility statements or social license to operate statements. Mm-hmm. And this is an area that's developed within the mining industry, actually internationally, and kind of moved into the mining industry in the US, so they'll have responsibility statements online or within their shareholder statements or other things. So I'm interested in what that looks like around Denton, like which operators have good corporate social responsibility statements and maybe like proactively distribute those and are all about that, and then which ones aren't, because there's a lot that don't say anything about were socially responsible corporations, like nothing. Mm-hmm. So to me, that was like, that's probably the last people are work on in the area for a while. I wanted to see how that has changed through time. What are the corporations operating here? Which ones are socially responsible according to themselves? Mm-hmm. Which ones are not? How does that look? Where are they operating? And how might that then affect the regulatory spaces that we find inside cities.
So it's sort of forthcoming right now.
It's forthcoming. No, it's like I don't even write it on my CV as a work in progress. I'm still collecting data, and I've had to put it down a couple times. I'm hoping I get a graduate student to work on it, but I have not gotten one who wants to work on that. So,
So have you found like any early findings to answer your question? Are you still in that?
I'm in the exploratory phase. I found some interesting things about who has corporate social responsibility statements and who doesn't, and you know, are they publicly traded, are they not, and that factors into social responsibility statements. And yeah, it's an interesting dynamic. I'm trying to stay abreast of what's happening in the Barnett Shale too. That's hard to do. And then I had actually the last paper I worked on was reverse setback distances. Mm. So even though HB 40, the state bill, stopped cities from regulating how close oil and gas wells could be placed near a home, cities still have the power to regulate development, and they can tell developers you can't build a house close to an existing well. So they have that power. And that's called the reverse setback distance. Mm. And so setback distances are usually much larger than reverse setback distances. And we found that 48 municipalities in like Tarrant and Denton have setback distances, and only 8 have reverse setback distances. So in a lot of cases, they don't even regulate that. And so, you know, the developers say, if people want to live near a gas well, they can make that determination themselves. And the counter argument is like, They don't know they're living next to a gas well, and they don't know what the potential impacts of the gas well are, and or they don't know what's going to happen to that pad site in the future. Like, someone's going to come back and re-drill and what they're going to do. So there's a debate going on right now in Denton. In fact, there's a it's going before the city council on Tuesday, this Tuesday coming up. So I'll probably, I haven't spoken in front of the council in a while, but I'll probably go speak in front of the council about their proposal to adopt a, I think it's a 500-foot reverse setback distance. So that was the last paper I did. We looked at reverse setback distances. We looked at where development was occurring in Tarrant and Denton counties, and which cities were like enforcing this and which city weren't, and what's going to happen. Like, what's going to happen on 35W, which is like full of gas wells, and it's also one of the most rapidly urbanizing areas in the country. So to me, that's kind of quite fascinating.
Yeah, that is fascinating. A lot of research though.
Yeah, well, I mean, I got a nice baseline, so it's just kind of like keeping up with this and following along with it. Yeah, but I've transitioned a little bit to look at things going on in the Mexican oil and gas industry to take me back there. But I don't know. I'm always open to another project here. If something comes up, I just don't know what's going to come up. It seems like the Barnett Shale is a little bit dead right now. So I don't know if I'll do anything local. Maybe I'll try to do some stuff in other areas.
Right.